Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the April 11th edition of the Wake Up Crew. I'm John Dinkins, along with Brian Barrett over here. I'm facing him like I do every day. Episode 1634, and just to remind you.
They say face your fears, right?
Yeah. Tax day is in 4 days. Wow. Dun, dun, dun. We don't even do that anymore. What's wrong? What's going on with you?
You want one of those?
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, we have already done our duty to the U.S. government. We've already turned our stuff in. So,
yes.
And let's hope we don't get audited or anything like that.
They know me as...
they know me as pay up. Easter is in 10 days. I want to remind you of that. And we were talking about your plans for Easter. And you've got just kind of a simple little day ahead. I go to my sister's. No, I go to my niece's for Easter. Got a big yard for the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, cool.
So we still have some little ones in the family. So we'll do that. We always have the same menu. It never varies.
Never, really?
Never varies. Pistachio salad. My sister Nancy makes that, and boy, is it awesome. We have ham.
Does it have pistachios in it?
Uh-huh, yeah. It has ham. We have ham and mashed potatoes and macaroni and cheese. Mmm, boy.
Biscuits, rolls?
No. Well, just rolls.
Rolls.
Can you eat a ham, make a ham roll, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And let's see, I bring chess pies. And I don't bring chocolate chess pies. I just do the simple chess pies. And so we have a good time. An Easter egg bunny cake. We always have a bunny cake.
Someone make that?
Uh-huh. We have like, we have about three that go Easter egg hunting now. You know, my granddaughters are too big now, so they help the little ones. So,
well, that's cool. They get to still be involved.
Yeah.
Is there a prize egg?
Oh, yeah. Got $5 in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Big time. Guess what today is? Besides all these things that are going to happen in the next 10 days?
It's April 11th.
Yeah. It's Friday.
Oh.
It's finally Friday.
Yabba dabba doo.
Thanks for ruining that. It's my Friday, my hour, and you ruined it right then, just then.
Sorry.
I'm going to sing that song you do on 7 o'clock hour. Oh, yeah. Whatever it is you do. You know, yesterday I sent you through abbreviations.
Mm-hmm. Not again.
Huh? No. Okay. No. This is not, you don't have to answer anything. You can comment. Yeah. These are comments that were made in the year 1957.
Okay.
I want to see if they sound similar to you, of today's. All right, here's one. I'll tell you one thing. If things keep going the way they are, it's going to be impossible to buy a week's groceries for $20.
Well, that has definitely proven to be true.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to send my kids to the movies anymore. Ever since they let Clark Gable get by with saying that word in Gone with the Wind, it seems every new movie has either, you know, that word or another one in it. Bad word.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't even find stuff streaming that doesn't have bad words.
You can't find one without it.
You know, there are even companies that are out there now that you subscribe and they will clean up the shows for you.
Yeah. Have you seen the new cars coming out next year? It won't be long before $5,000 will only buy a used one. It won't even give you the down payment on them now. Here's one. If cigarettes keep going up in price, I'm going to quit. A quarter a pack is ridiculous. I don't know what they are now, Brian. I don't really know, but I'd say they're like $4 or $5 a pack, and I may be low. I think there's some that are higher than that, but it's unbelievable how high they are.
Let's see. I'll look it up.
Oh, of course. Okay. I'd
just be interested to know. In Tennessee, a pack of 20, including the state taxes, is going to cost anywhere from $6.69 to $9.38.
Wow, I was even low.
Depending on the brand.
Wow. Which always kind of makes me eerie of homeless people that are sitting out there holding a sign that says, you know, I can't afford food for my family, but they're smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
It kind of makes me wonder. Well, I got a lot more to go to that. Let me do one more. Did you hear the post office thing about charging a dime just to mail a letter? That's what they said in 1957.
I wonder what it's even up to. I don't even know.
No, I don't either. I don't know. Don't know for sure. Well, we've got to take a look at the weather. We'll be back with more of those in just a minute. It's 6:17.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 44 degrees.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
People that come in to pre-plan their funerals and put it down in writing makes it a whole lot easier on the children at the time of their death. This is what Mama wanted. This is what we're going to do.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
The next closest landfill for Middle Point right now is down in Lewisburg. The MTSU study estimated that's about $90 per ton of waste to get it there.
If we have to take our trash up the creek, that's a lot of travel without a paddle.
Only people that are going to be responsible for those costs are taxpayers.
The cost to take out the trash will trickle down to local residents and businesses.
You double the distance, you double the cost.
There's got to be a better way. The answer's here. That's Middle Point Landfill.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
After round one of the Masters, Justin Rose has a three-shot lead after shooting a 7-under-65 on Thursday. In the NBA on Thursday night, the Minnesota Timberwolves won at Memphis 141-125, fined 44 points from Anthony Edwards. The T-Wolves scored 52 points in the third quarter, a franchise record and the highest scoring quarter in the NBA this season. The Indiana Pacers held off the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-112 to clinch a top four seed in the East. Cade Cunningham of the Pistons scored 36 in a 115-106 win over the New York Knicks. Baseball Thursday night, the Atlanta Braves rallied for three runs in the bottom of the 11th inning to beat the Phillies 4-2. Marcell Ozuna, the game-winning two-run home run in the bottom half of the 11th inning in a contest that included a two-hour and 45-minute rain delay.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy Friday, everybody out there. John and Brian with you this morning, and I'm tickled to death that it's
Friday.
Are
yeah. you like Justin? Can't stop the feeling that it's Friday.
Yeah, I'm a little bit like that, yeah. Kind of gets me fired up a little bit. And you got any big plans this weekend? It depends on the weather, doesn't it? Because you might be at Weather Center if it's bad.
This is the first Saturday that doesn't have a mention of rain.
Wow, good.
All weekend.
I guess it's going to be warmer or maybe a little cooler. I think there's a front coming in front that came in yesterday.
Yeah, low 60s.
Yeah.
Saturday, but 71 on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you can't beat that.
82 by Monday.
Wow.
Yeah.
More baseball action for us on Monday. Yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I'm so excited. Have you noticed I have been very cooperative this year?
You have been, yeah.
And with baseball and softball, I haven't complained, haven't set any times. I haven't, like, you know, my back's hurting or, you know, I can't walk to the, you know. I mean, I think I've been really, really fun to work with.
Yeah.
I bought your meal one time. You bought it back, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think we've been getting along so well. What's wrong? Am I dying?
I don't know. Are you?
something going on. Okay. Nicole.
I'm going to be mowing then.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah. I got to show you a picture in the break. It's crazy.
I got a good deal with my lawnmower guy. He mows the front. I mow the back.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. So that way I can wait a couple of days before I have to do it.
Talk about my bamboo problem.
Oh, yeah. That'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Is that 7 o'clock hour or this hour?
We can talk in a minute.
Okay. All right. Nicole Burks. You know Nicole.
I think I do.
Brandon's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon Burke's wife.
She put up with him, yeah.
Yeah, she probably doesn't want me to say who yeah. she's married to.
Now the cat's out of the bag.
Nicole Burke, she's from Eagleville, you know. She's an Eagleville girl. She's today's good neighbor of the day for the fun and knowledgeable way she teaches the game of volleyball. And she's got a daughter or two, I think, that are pretty good at it, too. Everyone just enjoys their instruction. Nicole's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
I think she's got a new volleyball academy or something.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, yeah. They do.
So congratulations to Nicole. And if you want to send in a good neighbor, text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two easy ways you can get in your good neighbor nominations to us. And we'll take care of the rest. Also, a reminder about the birthday club. We're taking birthdays for today, the 11th, and tomorrow, Saturday, the 12th. 615-893-1450, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Today is National Pet Day.
Aw.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Wasn't it something yesterday like that? Like National Dog Day or something? Pet your dog? Okay, never mind.
Anyway. Hug your dog.
Hug your dog, okay.
Yeah.
Great song for a back to work after spring break. Dolly Parton with 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use.
Stay with us here on the Wake Up Crew. It's 24 after the hour.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Family Restaurants. Did you know that Demas's now can cater events? We can ship most of our pastas and we can deliver it to your door. If you're interested in our catering, you can go to demasrestaurants.com and click on the menus on catering to see what options we have available for your next event. Demas's Family Restaurants, go to demasrestaurants.com. Demas's Family Restaurants on 1115 Northwest Broad Street.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Dudley. A bill that would allow Tennessee school districts to charge an enrollment fee for undocumented students has passed the Tennessee Senate. Bill 386 directly challenges the 1982 Supreme Court decision, which ruled school districts cannot deny undocumented students access to free public K-12 education. The Senate version of the bill would require families to submit documentation to school districts proving their child is a legal resident of the U.S. If they can't provide the documents, districts could choose to charge the family's tuition. The bill passed the Senate 19-13. The House version of the bill is set to be debated next Monday in the Finance, Ways, and Means Committee. Use caution on the roads this morning. In several communities, road and utility crews are working to clean up from last night's storms. Thousands of customers reportedly lost service after 60-mile-per-hour winds brought down trees and limbs. The Nashville Electric Service reported more than 13,000 outages at the height of the storm.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
As a reminder, the Tennessee Department of Safety is adding Saturday hours at driver service centers to help you get those real ID stars. Real IDs are enhanced driver's licenses to verify your identity and will be required to get through airport security or to go inside some federal buildings starting in May. Saturday appointments are now available at 15 centers across the state. You do need to reserve a spot online and have a current Tennessee license to take advantage of the Saturday hours. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
27 after the hour, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew, and we are powered today by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out the Kid Zone. Brian, you can go over there and play in the Kid Zone for a while.
Get in the bouncy house.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. With hands-on games and activities. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. For more information, go to rcearthday.com. If you ask me where I'm going to be at the grilled cheese griddle.
Oh.
You know, that little truck wagon over there.
You'll get it and eat it and then get back in line and
get another one, yeah. Well, free. Keyword. No, you think I would do that? You really think that I would try to take advantage of people and get three or four grilled cheese sandwiches?
I would. Speaking of grilled cheese, that reminds me.
I'm going to get my grandkids to go up and get me one. But,
I almost caught my house on fire.
Really? How did you do that?
You know, I told you about those grilled cheese sandwiches that you can microwave and then put in the toaster.
Uh-huh. So, I've done that. I have had those. They're good.
They are good.
Yeah.
And there's one that's got.
Is that the one Dalton dissed?
Yeah. You know, he said, well, why don't you just
make it? It's not that much harder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's 30 seconds and then in the toaster.
But the mess, I mean, you've got to get a plate. You got to get a skillet out. And
oh, yeah. They clean it up.
Yeah, you don't have to do all that.
So, I was making myself one of those sandwiches, and I had the toaster on. The dogs, I was getting ready to feed them, and the smoke alarm goes off. And I thought, well, what in the world? And then I look over, and my toaster's on fire. And so...
Another adventure of the Brian Barrett story.
And I couldn't get it out, so I threw it in the sink and turned the water on.
Oh, my.
And turns out that I got one of those bagels at Panera that had the, Melissa gave it to me. It had the cinnamon crunch on the top, and that fell into the bottom, and so that sugar caught fire.
Oh, it wasn't the sandwich.
It wasn't the sandwich. It was the sugar.
So did you buy?
I saved the sandwich.
Did you buy a new toaster?
I did. Okay. I just bought one last Sunday.
I had one I could have given you. I wish I'd known. Tell us about your deal in your backyard going on, you know.
Well, I showed you a picture during the break of my bamboo. I mowed 1 week ago in anticipation of all the rain. And the bamboo is up at least almost between shin high, some of it, most of it. But there are some that are as tall as the fence. So you go stand by it, it's almost 5 foot tall in a week.
And the longer they stand up there, the stronger they get, don't they? I mean, they get harder and firmer.
It takes a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be able to mow them, but it's just amazing how quick that stuff, if I let it go, my whole backyard would be bamboo.
You need to go to a bamboo expert.
Yeah.
Somebody need to figure out how to get rid of it.
Bamboo and kudzu.
Of course, but then you could also build you a, you know, like a bamboo hut if you needed to.
Well, if... somebody wants some bamboo. I know where you can get a lot of it.
Let's go to Today in History, brought to you by Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security. Get back in time.
Oh. In 1900, the first modern submarine was designed. 1912, the Titanic leaves Queenstown, Ireland for New York, and we know what happened.
Didn't make it.
1921, Iowa imposes the first state cigarette tax. 1963, Milwaukee Braves future Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher Warren Spahn beats the New York Mets 6-1 for his 328th win, the most by a left-hander in MLB history, which kind of tells you how good Tom Glavine was. because he got 300 wins, too.
True.
In 1966, Frank Sinatra records Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances?
That was his last number one hit, 1966. In 1968, the President of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, signs the 1968 Civil Rights Act. 1970, the Beatles, Let It Be. This single goes number one and stays there for 2 weeks.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be answer, let it be.
In 1976, the Apple One computer, created by Steve Wozniak, is released. 1977, Luckenbach, Texas, Back to the Basics of Love, the single released by Waylon Jennings, became the Billboard Song of the Year in 1977.
Let's go to Luckenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Junior in college, man, I was wearing those cowboy boots, brother.
I bet.
Yep. 1980, Paul McCartney releases the single Coming Up.
Voice is really high there.
Thanks, kid. Yeah. 1981, Ronald Reagan arrives home from the hospital after Hinckley shot him. That was a scary time. And in 2012, The Avengers, directed by Joss Whedon and starring Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Mark Ruffalo, and Jeremy Renner, premieres in Los Angeles. Oh, I miss those movies. That's a look at Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security. Coming up next is Brandon Brooks. He's got Rewind straight ahead. It's 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
April 11th, 1981. Eddie Van Halen. Married actress Valerie Bertinelli.
This is it. We checked into a motel. This is life. But nothing happened, except when the detective barged in.
This date in 2007. Veteran actor Roscoe Lee Brown.
You have just introduced a bush as your father, madam. Who is your mother? A palm tree on Oahu?
Died of stomach cancer at 84.
Good day, madam. I am leaving.
And 5 years ago today, Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band died at 71. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 44 degrees.
Good morning. A couple of accidents from earlier in their clearing stages. Still not too bad right now as you travel up through Brentwood, Franklin on 65. That's all we're checking out live here with that traffic flow up through Williamson County. All the rain looks like it's pushed off to the east of us. Roads and streets seem to be dry out here as traffic starts to get a little bit heavier down 65 through Millersville, coming through Sumner County right now, working your way down from the north. Hey, when you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today, 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop locally. Let's patronize those local mom-and-pop businesses. This should be fun. Rutherford County Paws presents their Doggone Adoption event from 10 until 2 this Saturday. It's over at Paws, and that stands for Pet Adoption Welfare Service. It's from 10 until 2 this Saturday. Paws is at 285 John R. Rice Boulevard. It's right next to the Lane Agri Park. We have some more Easter egg hunts to tell you about, and they're this Saturday. The Salvation Army's brunch and egg hunt starts at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Salvation Army. Now that's rain or shine, and the egg hunts for three different age groups. Once again, the Salvation Army's brunch and egg hunt is this Saturday from 10 until 1. And the Salvation Army is at 1137 West Main Street here in Murfreesboro. Now, don't forget, this is the final weekend for Oklahoma at the Art Center of Cannon County in neighboring Woodbury. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
Three times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
We have treatments for the skin of your face. So not only do we want you to see young, we want you to look younger too and get rid of a lot of that sun damage.
Dr. Craig McCabe, the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
Maybe you've got dark spots, acne, rosacea, even wrinkles. We can now treat.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate. So take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour of 7 o'clock, you can go to WGNSradio.com every day /listen to see, well, every day's not in there, yeah. I said that. But anyway, to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big G TV, that's WGNSradio.com/listen. Now, the call letters are WGNS, they're all in capital.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Oh, you
do
don't
that
have to?
You, no.
Oh, okay, well, I'm just reading. Well,
but you should.
Okay. And you've got our dad joke of the day. Is this an original from you, or is this taken from somebody?
Yes, this is.
Oh, this is you. Okay,
this is one
from ahead and lower my anticipation.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. I mean, this sheet's full of fives and fours.
Yeah,
threes.
I'll lower my expectations.
Oh, okay. You know, I've been kind of feeling moody and run down lately.
Really?
So I Googled my symptoms.
Uh-huh, really?
I have kids.
That's not really a... I mean, that's more of a statement. I mean,
probably.
Don't you think?
For most people.
But
yeah.
I'm going to give you a 4. Mainly because I like you. How's that?
Really?
Yeah. Going to give you a 4 because I like you.
You said yesterday you might be
dying.
I need
you to help me. I need you to help me with something
right.
Thursday,
yeah.
Remember? 641 here on the Wake Up Crew. Stay here.
CBS News Brief. More tariff whiplash. China is hit back at the U.S., raising duties on American products to 125% a day after Wall Street took another beating. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Administration officials are brushing off the market slide as no big deal, but it could worsen with no sign of either the U.S. or China backing down.
Company officials confirm the top executive at Siemens Energy in Spain was killed in a sightseeing helicopter crash in New York's Hudson River, along with his wife and their three children. Eyewitnesses were stunned.
The helicopter fell in the water. I saw the big sploosh.
Pilot also died. The Supreme Court rules the Trump administration has to pursue the return of the Maryland man, mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The Supreme Court very briefly reiterated that Mr. Abrega-Garcia should not have been deported, that it was an error that he was deported.
CBS News Brief.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro continues to grapple with a persistent issue of drug overdoses, though recent data brings a glimmer of hope. According to Murfreesboro Fire Rescue Chief Mark McCluskey, overdose incidents remain frequent, but the number of fatal cases in Rutherford County dropped by 12% from 2022 to 2023. The county saw 130 overdose deaths in 2022 and 114 in 2023. Most of these fatalities are linked to opioids, particularly synthetic variants that lead users to dangerously misjudge dosage. While statewide numbers mirror this slight decline, the need for rapid intervention remains critical. Tools like naloxone or Narcan continue to save lives, and some cities are now placing it in public spaces alongside AEDs. Although Murfreesboro has informally adopted this model, growing national support, including from the American Medical Association, suggests it could be on the horizon. While health officials continue fighting the opioid crisis, Murfreesboro residents celebrated a different kind of milestone Thursday morning with the grand opening of Trader Joe's on Medical Center Parkway. The 9,400-square-foot store drew large crowds with festivities including a performance by the Siegel High School Marching Band and praise from Mayor Shane McFarland. The new location not only adds shopping options but has impaired local infrastructure by funding a connected road behind the store with 65 new hires and a commitment to community engagement. Trader Joe's is already making a strong impact here in Murfreesboro. That's all for now. For more local news, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast wherever you listen. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Play an old guitar, 9:30 past 1. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Friends? Yes. The financial partners whom you've built a relationship with at Old National Bank are still at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard location, right here in the borough. And so are the warm, homemade cookies.
Cookies are ready, dear.
Like Grandma used to make. If you need online and mobile banking, Murfreesboro's Old National Bank does that too. You and Old National Bank, better together.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Information you need.
We don't have enough emergency shelter space, but the real issue is affordable housing.
That's Amber Hampton.
We have folks that come through the shelter, they get a check every single month, and they just can't find housing. The list is just insanely long. We live in a college town, so college kids are going to scoop up the cheaper housing faster. There's a lot of folks that if we could find them available places to rent for like $400 or $500 a month, we could put them in housing today, but it just doesn't exist right now.
Murfreesboro Rescue's Ed Grimes says people need to work together.
Today, there is a collaborative effort trying to bring organizations together so that we don't duplicate services. Right now, it's still an underserved population because we don't have that bed space that we need. The services that are being provided today are definitely services that are needed.
Hampton concluded.
We've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough. So, like, there's not enough outreach happening. There's not enough shelter happening. There's not, but we have the pieces. There's just not enough of it happening to where it's hitting what we need. We all work really well together, and we've got the pieces of the puzzle that we need. We just don't have enough.
And that's information you need from WGNS, focusing on our local homeless problems.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That's right, John and Brian back with you. Dalton's off. He'll be back on Monday morning here on the Wake Up Crew.
He'll still be off.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Dalton's always talking about life hacks.
You got one?
Well, I've got 30 little hacks to make a life easier. I don't know if I can get them all in, but if not, I'll finish them up on, you know, Monday. Use a Lazy Susan in your fridge to easily reach condiments. You ever thought about that? Instead of put them on the side?
I've got one.
Do you really?
Yep. I don't like it.
Okay, I don't like reaching in that far in there, I would think. But
so it's got those suction cups on it.
Uh-huh.
And since my refrigerator, the shelves are glass, it sticks on there, and you can just turn it around in there.
And why do you not like it?
Because it takes up so much room, and I usually have to put things beside it. And if you put things beside it, you have to move those to turn it anyway.
Oh, so. Okay, yeah. Now, do you keep your, is your refrigerator like really organized, or you just throw it in there?
It's kind of thrown in there, but on the side, when you open the door, it's got all of the condiments and dressings and that kind of stuff there.
You can store bed sheets inside pillowcases to keep sets together.
That's a pretty good
idea. I never thought of that. Wrap a rubber band around a paint can to wipe excess paint off your brush.
I saw somebody doing that. So it goes across the bottom of the paint can and across the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just got a rubber band there, and that's where you pull the paint off instead of on the side of the can.
Nice. Use a dry erase marker on your fridge to track leftovers.
Yeah. Dry erase markers do... It comes off.
So you've tried all these life hacks.
But it makes a mark. I had a dry erase marker in the car, and I would write on my mirror.
Oh,
neat. If I had something to do.
Wow, like a phone number too or whatever?
Yeah, or if I needed to jot something down or remember, or if I, you know, sometimes I'll go out and I forget I need to go buy Walgreens.
Do you put it on the front window or the side window?
I put it on the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't do it anymore, but I used to do that.
You're a hacker. That's what you are. Keep a donation box in your wardrobe for decluttering. Just always keep it there. I think that's kind of don't see any point in doing that. Just get ready to declutter. You just throw them, throw them in there.
Go at it.
Yeah. Let's see. Put a marshmallow in brown sugar to keep it soft.
Interesting. I never heard that one.
Stick a command hook on your bin to hold the bag in place.
A command hook on your what?
On your bin. I guess your the little thing you keep the bags, that kind of thing.
Oh.
Use a shower cap to cover shoes in a suitcase and keep clothes clean.
That is a good idea there.
Yeah. What time? Is this celebrity birthdays?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just keep me posted on my time, okay? Store batteries in the fridge to make them last longer. I've heard that before.
Didn't know that.
Clip a binder clip to the edge of your desk to hold charging cables.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Use a clothespin to hold a nail in place while hammering. Never would have thought of that. That's a good idea. A
clothespin.
I still don't see how it holds it in there.
Well, a lot of them have that little circle.
Yeah.
That's through and through. So I guess you put it through there, and it keeps it steady.
Place a cup of water in the microwave when reheating pizza for a crispy crust. I just throw it in the air fryer.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Put a sock over a vacuum hose to find tiny lost items.
Interesting. I guess if you vacuumed them up.
Right. Keep an extra set of keys in your wallet or car for emergencies. I used to do that, just the main key. Now they make them so big and fat and... you can't really do that anymore.
Fobs.
Yeah.
I do have a house key hidden, but I can't remember where I hid it. It was like 5 years ago.
I would tell you where we hide ours, but then everybody in Murfreesboro would know. Let's do one more. Use clear nail polish to stop fabric from fraying, like you get a little tear. And one more. Mark liquid detergent levels on the bottle to avoid overuse. Okay.
Wow.
I got some more. I'll do some of those Monday, I think, and unless you want me to do them today. But
you can do them whenever.
Okay. All right. I didn't know whether you had something planned.
I just want to talk about Dolly Parton a little bit. That's all.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Let's do some celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
I got in this other world where I couldn't remember whether I had done celebrity birthdays or what segment we were in.
Oh.
You ever happen to you where... You just kind of just float off and go, whoa, I don't know. I can't remember.
No.
Okay.
No, it has.
You get my age. Right out. 1928, Ethel Kennedy, American human rights campaigner, the wife of Bobby Kennedy, born in Chicago, Illinois. Didn't she die last year, I think?
I think so.
Yeah. 1931, Johnny Sheffield, American actor. He played Boy in the Tarzan movies.
Boy.
And he was also, he played some more characters, I think, like that. 1932, Joel Grey, American Tony Grammy and Academy Award winner, actor and singer from Cabaret.
Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the
that doesn't
book
sound like
the
him.
Broom.
It's no, that's Liza Minnelli. He's a Tony Grammy and Academy Award winning actor. There's one more that makes you a... I can't think of what it is. Anyway. And finally, 1980, Mark Teixeira, American baseball first baseman, played for Atlanta for a year and a half, born in Annapolis, Maryland. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Local birthdays, Mary Lee McDonald, Jason Bennett, Jeremy Bird, Jamie Wallach, Patsy Baker, and quickly tomorrow, Carolyn Jernigan, J.R. Stroud, Dick Curl, Larry McElroy, Phil Dodd, and Gene Bragg. That's the happy birthday list. We need some more, and we'll be back 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Good morning, downtown Nashville. They've got this wreck over to the side. There's still some rubbernecking going on as we check it out live. It's 40 eastbound, right at Church Street. Again, it's a little bit slow here because of this accident. Multiple units on the scene. Again, it's over to the side, but it's slow. 40 eastbound at Church Street as it builds on I-40 right now, coming through Dixon County, also in from Wilson County through Mount Juliet, especially on I-40. Watch for radar out there in that section of Wilson County. Hey, if you recently suffered some hail or storm damage to your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check them out online first at irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration is Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to be the primary sponsor and organizer. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the Square. RCEarthDay.com for more info.
Shopping for your DIY projects, odds are at the Habitat Restore.
We got it.
If you have a painting project going on, we have plenty of paint supplies. Come see us here at the Habitat Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need batteries, come to the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today at the Habitat Restore, but it may be gone tomorrow.
We got it, yeah.
What I like to think about Adam's Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's.
Unless you're Tom Cruise, you're not leaping from tall buildings.
I need you to trust me.
That's where stunt people come in, and the Motion Picture Academy finally recognizing the craft with a new category for the Oscars, the Achievement in Stunt Design. Long overdue for sure, that'll debut at the Academy Awards in 2028.
I'm sorry, Chloe, there's no easy way to say this, but she bombed.
This weekend on SNL, it's Jon Hamm hosting and Lizzo, the musical guest from New York, but soon you'll be saying live from London. Terrible accent, I know. There's a British version of Saturday Night Live in the works that'll follow the same SNL formula here, but with British cast members. It'll debut next year. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
We are back. It's 6:58, and I want to congratulate everybody that has birthdays. We've got time to get more birthdays on the list, though.
Yes, Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 615-893-1450. Call, text.
All right, and Nicole Burks is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for the fun and knowledgeable way she teaches the game of volleyball. That's a lot of endeavor. I mean, that's a lot of work. Everyone just enjoys their instruction. Nicole's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Well, congratulations to Nicole, and that reminds me to remind you that this is a listener-driven thing here, so you're the ones that kind of drive the ship on our Good Neighbor of the Day. So you can send one in if you text NEIGHBOR to our number, 615-893-1450, or head to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are two of the ways that you can get in your Good Neighbor nominations to us here at the Big G.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarlane. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Bamboo Brian is coming up with the 7 o'clock hour. It's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
China ups the ante,
raising its tariffs on U.S. goods to 125% effective tomorrow.
Order upheld in mistaken deportation.
The Supreme Court rejected the Trump administration's emergency appeal.
Back home. For an American jailed in Russia. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, China raises the stakes in the trade war, increasing tariffs on the U.S. from 84% to 125%. The U.S. tariff on China stands at 145%. CBS News White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
At the same time, President Trump touted the historic market surge stemming from his pause on reciprocal tariffs.
We had a big day yesterday. There'll always be transition difficulty.
U.S. stocks were tumbling, wiping out a third of Wednesday's gains. But the president remained optimistic about new trade agreements on the horizon.
Everybody wants to come and make a deal.
The White House says the U.S. and Vietnam have agreed to start formal discussions, and others are in the works. China is not among those countries. A top official warned if the U.S. wants a trade war, China will fight to the end.
After a day of losses yesterday on Wall Street, market futures this morning are pointing higher. A high court setback for the Trump administration in the case of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador last month. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The U.S. Supreme Court upholding a lower court order that he be sent back to the U.S. Thursday night, the original judge handling the case, Judge Paula Zinnes of Maryland, ordered the Trump administration to facilitate the return of Abrego Garcia to the U.S. as soon as possible.
There was an emotional homecoming last night at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland as a Russian-American woman returned to the U.S. after more than a year in a Russian prison. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Back on U.S. soil, Ksenia Karolina could hardly contain her excitement as she stepped off a government plane and into the arms of her fiancé. Karolina was detained last February while visiting family in Russia. She was arrested for donating $51.80 to a U.S.-based charity that supports Ukraine. That was treason, said Russia when they sentenced her to 12 years. Her freedom came through a prisoner swap on a tarmac in Abu Dhabi. The U.S. freed a dual Russian-German citizen arrested on smuggling charges. President Trump revealed UFC CEO Dana White, who's also a friend of Karolina's fiancé, played a big role in lobbying for her case.
The ballerina who was released, that was at the request of a very good friend of all of ours.
Now to New York City. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn reports there's an investigation into the cause of a tourist helicopter crash that killed all six people on board.
Rescue boats swarmed the spot where the helicopter went into the murky waters of the Hudson River.
I heard a big boom, thinking that it was like construction next door, but it definitely sounded like way louder.
City officials say it was a tour helicopter carrying a family from Spain. Witnesses reported seeing the aircraft break apart in midair before crashing into the water.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the FAA is looking into a troubling incident at an airport that's seen some close calls and a deadly collision earlier this year.
The two American Airlines regional jets were taxiing to the runway when their wings appeared to hit each other at Reagan National Airport.
We just heard a loud, like a boom.
Flight 5490 to Charleston had 80 people on board, while 4522 was going to New York. Among the 71 passengers and crew, at least five members of Congress heading home, several posting online.
They're fixing the wing now.
There were no injuries.
How could this happen again at the same airport?
It comes just days after the FAA replaced three senior managers in the airport's control tower and the head of the agency's air traffic organization accepted an early retirement.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. Waking up every day, lifting him from the bed to the wheelchair to the car to get him to therapy on time, it's no small task between the doctors and the diagnosis, but nothing can disable this love. This is my big brother, my hero. He's part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. See, there's no time for tired. This starts again tomorrow. He'll be waiting for me. I wake up for him. I know he needs me, but I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community, or call 877-333-5885. Caregiving Resource Center, support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Social Security has begun canceling the legally obtained Social Security numbers of more than 6,000 immigrants. It makes it much more difficult for them to use banks and get credit cards. CBS's Aaron Navarro says it's seen as pressure to get them to self-deport.
The former Social Security Commissioner, Martin O'Malley, told me it is, quote, illegal on so many scores. It violates the Privacy Act. It violates rules against inputting false information within Social Security data.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Kane is a decorated F-16 combat pilot who led several special operations commands. Going beyond the headlines of the trade war, CBS's Nancy Cordes reports on the impact it's already having on Americans who import goods from China.
Sarah Wells started her business designing bags for new moms 13 years ago.
I was actually bringing over some goods from China, and in the midst of shipping those over here, the first 20% tariff hit, and I had to come up with the cash for that. Just over $15,000 to get my goods out of the port.
And that was before Trump hiked China tariffs to 145%.
It might as well be 1,000%. It's just insurmountable for small businesses. I mean, really, I'd have to lay off my staff to get the goods out of port, and then how would I run the business?
Wild scene in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Can you still hear babies from the back of the U-Haul?
A couple released from the back of a U-Haul truck. They were helping a man clear it out when he closed them in and drove off. There was eventually a police chase, and the man was arrested. A judge is set to decide whether to proceed with a resentencing hearing for Eric and Lyle Menendez. The brothers were sentenced to life after being convicted of murdering their parents back in 1989. The previous district attorney sought resentencing as new evidence surfaced. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson says the new DA in Southern California is looking to withdraw that request.
The district attorney has said he and his staff have reviewed all of the evidence and have come to the conclusion there isn't a legal basis for the resentencing here, that it wouldn't be appropriate. And I think a judge will heavily consider what the current administration is recommending.
He's played doctors on TV.
Invasive non-small cell with a history of COPD.
Now Grey's Anatomy star Eric Dane reveals he has ALS. Dane, who is 52, returns to work next week on the show Euphoria. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
That's the latest national and world news from CBS News Radio. I'm Steve Kathan. Time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Back at it for another hour of fun and information. You've got the Wake Up Crew here with you. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here as well. We've got more information right now for you as we check on traffic and weather together. This update brought to you by Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 44 degrees.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Wrapping up this earlier wreck in downtown Nashville here on 40 eastbound, right at Church Street. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes. 65 south at Trinity Lane. Here comes that traffic down through Millersville on 65 through that section of Sumner County, loading up just a bit more in the last 15, 20 minutes on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in right now from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. When you need dependable towing in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Whether you're grabbing coffee or walking the dog, the Rutherford Roundup delivers the latest Rutherford County news in just minutes a day. Subscribe now on your favorite podcast platform or visit WGNSradio.com and start your morning informed.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. You're listening to The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine?
Welcome back into hour number two. It's the Wake Up Crew here for a finally Friday.
It's Friday.
Testing.
It's Friday.
Testing. One day, you're going to lose control of that board. Brian, Dalton and I are going to take over, Brian.
Are you now?
Yeah, we're going to take over.
I'd like to see you try.
There's two of us. One of you. Of course, I'm old, so I can't help Dalton much. And you'll beat Dalton. You'll kill Dalton. No, never mind.
Yeah.
Not a good plan.
Probably not.
Even at your advanced age, I think you can still take Dalton.
It's just like fighting.
He'd trip over trying to reach you or something, fall over a chair.
It's kind of like the crowd at Trader Joe's yesterday when they opened.
What?
Trader Joe's opened yesterday.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Where have I been?
They had a big grand opening and everything.
And the crowd was big?
Oh, yeah.
Going to elaborate any? Or?
Well, they've got...
Where is it located?
Guess.
Oh, medical center.
Uh-huh.
Back in the back somewhere.
It's I think it's right there.
What is a Trader Joe's like? I mean, is it?
I've never been.
Okay,
I've never ever been.
I'm not sure what.
There's.
I'm trying to think. If is it like a Costco or is it not?
No, it's more like a Sprouts.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
It's got organic stuff and fresh fruits and they keep that stuff stocked. Apparently. Something Mandarin orange chicken or the cookie butter is addicting, according to this story we had on our website. So the next closest one is Franklin. So we're on par with Franklin now.
Well, we got to be. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So it's here. It's open.
Well, how come we don't have a Shoney's?
We were talking about that at the baseball game the other night.
I know. And it's really got me thinking about going to Lebanon. I think they have a Shoney's still. And get the hot fudge cake.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I used to love that. Now, I guess they still have the bar, the salad bar, and the...
The strawberry pie, I thought, was one of the really
good
desserts.
Because I think, didn't it become like a local, you could keep the franchise if you locally owned it or something like that?
I think something.
It's not...
See, the one on Broad Street used to be that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And the one on Church Street was corporate owned.
Right, right. So I don't think they bellied up, though, did they?
I think
or you can still use their name. I don't know how that works.
Back.
Yeah.
Let me just look.
You remember those coaches shows, man?
Yeah.
Oh, they were good. Breakfast.
Yeah. Classic American restaurant since 1947.
I literally gained about 100 pounds working that show. Between interviews, I'd go grab something else.
There's 12 reasons to become a Shoney's franchise partner. Let's see. Locations. 37130.
Okay, so they're still in existence then, and you can get your own franchise.
Yep.
Brian, you and I, we could get a Shoney's and call it Shoney's Big Boys.
The one on one on South Cumberland Street in Lebanon is 24 yeah. miles away.
We ought to go sometime. Then go maybe look at some fireworks and something like that.
Yeah, you owe me dinner anyway, right? You said.
What? No, you owe me. You bought two meals for me yesterday because I have paid two meals for you. And that's why I went with the extra hot dog.
Oh, so now it's two. Let's see. There's a Shoney's in Nashville, and what it's on Donelson Pike, and one in Lewisburg.
That one on Donelson Pike's been there forever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a good one.
There's one in Fayetteville, apparently. One in Dixon, Clarksville.
Is Manchester? I think they closed that one in Manchester.
I don't see Manchester.
They converted it into a fish place or something. But there used to be so many of them, you know.
Oak Ridge, Clinton, Elizabethtown, some in Kentucky. There's one in Maryville.
I've been to that one. I've been to the one in Maryville. Sure have.
So, yeah.
And several. They haven't changed anything. It's still the same. I just don't know. I don't know. Maybe it was the buffet that couldn't make it anymore, I guess.
They've got three in Knoxville.
I don't know why they. Why did it end in Murfreesboro? There's just.
I
of course, that building would be tore down now. So.
Well, the South Church Street. I mean, off the interstate, you would think would be a great location.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's one in Gatlinburg too. I've been to that one.
Does Franklin have one?
I didn't see it.
Okay, that's probably why we don't have one there.
That's usually the way that it goes. So our song
better
of
finish
the,
your business. There we go.
Yeah, song of the day this week. It's the one and only Miss Dolly Parton. These are back to work after a great spring break song. Working nine to five. Yeah, we've been doing it all week. So that's our song of the day here this morning. We're going to check sports, and then when we come back, it's what we're watching.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lowenkron.
After round one of the Masters, Justin Rose has a three-shot lead after shooting a 7-under-65 on Thursday. In the NBA on Thursday night, the Minnesota Timberwolves won at Memphis 141-125, fined 44 points from Anthony Edwards. The T-Wolves scored 52 points in the third quarter, a franchise record and the highest scoring quarter in the NBA this season. The Indiana Pacers held off the Cleveland Cavaliers 114-112 to clinch a top four seed in the East. Cade Cunningham of the Pistons scored 36 in a 115-106 win over the New York Knicks. Baseball Thursday night, the Atlanta Braves rallied for three runs in the bottom of the 11th inning to beat the Phillies 4-2. Marcell Ozuna, the game-winning two-run home run in the bottom half of the 11th inning in a contest that included a 2-hour-and-45-minute rain delay.
Time now for Danny Brewer's Friday Pony Picks.
Sponsored by the Mint Gaming Hall at Kentucky Downs. Located just north of the Tennessee state line in Franklin, Kentucky, this premier entertainment destination is home to over 1,000 gaming machines, fine dining, and live music. As we build toward the world's most famous race, remember, the Mint will play host to the largest Kentucky Derby party south of Louisville on the first Saturday in May. More info, visit themintgaming.com.
Now, here's Danny.
Saturday, April 12th, great day in the thoroughbred racing game. First, we're headed to Keeneland, the heart of horse country. Race 9, the Grade 3 Lexington Stakes. Mile and 16th on the main track. 9 3-year-old males running for their share of $400,000. The number 3, Bullard, is our top pick. Son of Gun Runner has 2 wins and a 3rd and 3 lifetime starts for trainer Mike McCarthy. The number 6, Gosger, is another horse we like. Son of Nyquist, trained by Brendan Walsh. Won his 3-year-old debut at Gulfstream back on February 15th. Race 10 is the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley for older fillies and mares. Mile and 16th on the turf. A 9-horse field, and they're running for their share of $650,000. The number 6, Be Your Best, is our top pick. This Irish bred is trained by Snappy Joseph. She's won her last 3 races, including the Pegasus Filly and Mare Turf in her last start. Our long shot play in this one is the Irish bred Poolside with Slim. Trained by Rusty Arnold, she's been in the money 6 to 10 lifetime starts with 3 wins. Oaklawn Park is where we head next. Race 8, the Grade 3 Count Fleet Stakes, $500,000 on the line for 7 4-year-old sprinters. The heavy favorite will be the number 3, Booth, for trainer Steve Asbjusen. We're going against him with the number 6, Anarchist, for trainer Doug O'Neill. This California shipper has been in the money 11 of 17 lifetime starts. Race 11 is the Grade 1, $1.25 million Apple Blossom for older fillies and mares. Mile and 16th on the main track. The number 6, Torpedo Anna. She'll be a heavy favorite, but she deserves to be. Trained by Kenny McPeak, she's won 9 of 11 lifetime. Put her in exacto with the number 3, the Louisiana bred Free Like a Girl. Gotta hunt, fed a bunch, back a horse, and get paid.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
22 minutes after 7 on the Wake Up Crew on a finally Friday, and it's time for John's favorite segment of the week.
Meet the Flintstones.
What we're watching.
Dad joke of the day's not in? Oh, okay. Happy days.
You like, what is your favorite segment?
The clothes.
Yeah, it's over. I got it. Yep. So what are you watching? I don't know.
Well, I watched the final episode of Doc for the season. Mm. It's on Fox. And boy, they put you through an emotional roller coaster. And I can't go into it, but I will tell you this. It's a high, then a low, then another high, then another low, then a high, and then another low at the end. It's emotionally just tearing me to pieces.
You've really gotten into that show.
It's unique. It's different.
I've heard.
I suggest you binge it.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you'd like it or not.
I like medical shows okay.
There's some romance in it a little bit, but it's weird romance. I mean, it's weird. She's falling in love with her ex-husband again because her memory's back.
Oh.
And the guy she was dating, she's forgetting him, and he discovers that. So that's one thing that's a real high and a low. He's married. The guy has remarried. Her ex-husband has remarried.
Oh.
And she's expecting a child, I think. So there you go. Yeah.
Wow,
it's not good. Bad news.
I've heard The Pit is really good.
Yeah, and it takes it's at a hospital emergency room, kind of like ER.
And Noah Wiley's in it.
Yeah, he is. Right. But it takes one season is one day, I think, in the emergency room.
Okay. So it's kind of like 24 used to be.
Yeah. So it gets into in depth. And I think one of them is going to be on Christmas Day, I think. They're going to do one like that.
The whole season's Christmas Day?
I think so. I don't
Interesting.
Know. So it's different.
So you've seen it?
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen, like, I'm not binging it or anything, but...
My now, wife was excited to start that.
There's one that Kate Hudson's in that she takes over a basketball team, and her brother who owned who ran the basketball team for her parents, he's on drugs, and she has to take over the basketball team. It's on Netflix, I think, and it is really funny. It's got some bad language, which I can't hardly find anything that doesn't have any bad language in it. But Kate Hudson's really good in it, so that's another one. But don't let the kiddies watch it.
Well, they don't make them like they used to, right? You remember The Facts of Life?
Oh, yeah.
So, apparently, Mindy Cohen, who was on that show, talked about some drama. And the fans speculated that the drama came from Lisa Winchell, who played Blair.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't specifically name her. And part of this is because... they were looking at a reboot of Facts of Life. But actually, Mindy Cohen says a greedy beep sabotaged it. And so everybody thought that it was Lisa Winchell. And she says that it was not her at all. She said, I'm very, very disappointed it didn't work out. Do you know she's 61 now?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
She does a collector's thing on MeTV.
Oh, really?
They don't collector's cards and, old $6 million man dolls and stuff like that.
So they were talking about this kind of reboot and actually had all signed contracts, and then the writer's strike happened. And then after that, Charlotte Ray and Norman Lear, who
they died,
created, died. And so that's kind of, where it went. So that's
I'm not too sure a reboot is a good idea for that show.
Probably not.
For me, I didn't like it the first time around. So
really?
I didn't care for it that
Wasn't
much.
Wasn't there another one that spun off from that for a bit?
I think so.
And it didn't do very well.
Silver Spoons or something like that. I think there was.
Yeah.
Ricky Schroeder, I think, was in it. And then he, well, I don't know. But, yeah, I don't know if that's, reboots are not always good. Because you forget the memory of the original show, and then you realize, hey, that original show wasn't that great. So, take Frasier, for instance.
Yeah.
Frasier's a lot older, you know, and it just doesn't, unless you get a really good cast that can carry it.
Well,
you
know? And see, Frasier was the only one from that original cast that was on there. Now, they brought people in every now and then on an episode.
Dad had died, and yeah. I mean, there were a lot of people that he couldn't replace, and it just, I don't know, just didn't, like, could you imagine a Friends reboot? That'd be terrible. You know, yeah. They're in their 50s and 60s. Of course, Matthew Perry's gone. I mean, it would be horrible. Yeah, they're not 30 anymore. Right. So how do you do that? You just couldn't. I think they know that too. Plus, they're making $1 million an episode in syndication, so you know they don't care.
Unless it's their kids or I don't know.
Saw the reunion show. Did you see the reunion show where they all get back together? And looking at Matthew Perry then was just really just sad, really.
Courtney Cox, too, for
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston still looked okay.
Yeah.
Even David Schwimmer at age and Joy. I mean, Matt LeBlanc. So, sometimes you just can't go back.
You want to remember them the way that they were.
Right, right. That's why when I leave this show one day, I don't want to come back for a guest and see how old you are now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, 728.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 720 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin, and I'm here to help. We can work together to understand the impact of these events and make sure that your goals are top of mind. While you can't control market volatility, we'll help focus on what you can control. We can connect in several virtual ways. Start by giving me a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. You don't know if the Village is for you unless you try it. 3 meals daily are included, along with utilities, housekeeping, social activities, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks, no strings attached. Enjoy luxurious senior living at affordable prices. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 here, barely, but we did. It's 7:30 on this Friday morning, April the 11th.
And happy birthday today to Mary Lee McDonald, Jason Bennett, Jeremy Bird, Jamie Wallach, and Patsy Baker. Tomorrow, which is Saturday, Carolyn Jernigan, J.R. Stroud, Dick Curl, Larry McElroy, Phil Dodd, and Gene Bragg.
Well, those are the names we had coming into the morning. If you've called or text since then, we've got it. We'll add it to the list here in just a second. Announce it at 8 o'clock. But if you haven't gotten them in yet, call or text in now. 615-893-1450. That's the number to get them to us.
The Murfreesboro Special Census takes just 2 minutes and brings millions in funding to the city. Fill out a mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. Firefighters are also knocking on doors to help Murfreesboro grow. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Our time, 7:31. Time for traffic and weather together.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees. North winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Good morning. A couple of accidents still in the clearing stages. Still a little bit of volume at times. 24 west up through the Antioch area as traffic continues to build in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Still looks pretty good, actually, coming out of Wilson County through Mount Juliet right now. But it'll get heavier in the next 15, 20 minutes on 40 going westbound as you continue up past B&A Airport here in Donelson. Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A controversial piece of legislation advancing through the Tennessee Senate could have sweeping effects on public education statewide. Senate Bill 836, which passed in a 19-13 vote, would require all public school students, including those in Rutherford County, to provide immigration or citizenship documentation. If enacted, Tennessee would become the only state to deny public education to undocumented students, a move expected to prompt immediate legal challenges. The measure would also give public and charter schools the authority to deny admission or charge tuition to students lacking legal residency status. Lawmakers from both parties expressed deep concern, with several Republicans, including Senate Speaker Farrell Hale, opposing the bill on moral and religious grounds. The legislation is still being reconciled with its House counterpart and could significantly impact families and school systems throughout Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and surrounding areas. Amid statewide legislation tension, Murfreesboro is seeing signs of economic revival with the return of Big Lots on Northwest Broad Street. The store is set to reopen on May 1st, as announced by banners and hiring signs already posted at the location. This reopening marks a welcome comeback for the local retailer, which temporarily closed earlier this year during a corporate restructuring effort. While Murfreesboro will soon regain its Big Lots presence, Smyrna's location shows no signs of reopening. The store's return is expected to boost both local employment and retail options in the Murfreesboro area. That's all for now, but for more local news in a quick and digestible format, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived at Adams Place for 3 years. After my husband died, I didn't want to cook for one anymore. Everything just got too tedious.
How long did you look around?
I did not look around. I did not even consider any place else.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back on the Wake Up Crew, News Radio, WGNS. It's Friday, so you know what we like to do on Fridays, right? Right? Do you know? Do you remember? It's trivia time. And today, we are going to try our hat at 1980s general trivia.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, you should be the expert on this, so... Well, I can kick back and relax a little.
You were kind of in your prime in the
80s. I'm going to go get a drink or something here.
Okay. This
maybe,
early?
Maybe bacon and eggs.
Good luck with that. Which revolutionary music channel launched in 1981, turning music videos into a must-watch spectacle? Was it BET, MTV, VH1, or MTV2?
Okay, I'm thinking this is a trick question, because I had in my mind that MTV started in 79, but I may be wrong. So I'm going to leave it up to you, the 80s professional.
So maybe VH1?
I was thinking that, but I could be terribly wrong. So you pick.
Well, let's see.
It's your era.
MTV.
Okay. Are you picking that, or are you just reading the answer?
That's the answer. Okay. Let's see.
Thought it was a trick question. I thought it was 79. Oh, well.
Who soared to the stars as the first American woman to travel in space in 1983? Was it Valentina Chekhov, Peggy Whitson, Mae Jemison, or Sally Ride?
Well, I'm saying Sally Ride.
I think it's Ride, Sally Ride. And that is correct. Which beloved space shuttle met a tragic end shortly after its fiery launch in 1986? Was that Challenger, Discovery, Atlantis, or Columbia?
I was there. I mean, I wasn't there. I wasn't there, but I was. We were watching that at school, I think.
Sure were. Yeah.
You would have been in, what, the fifth grade?
I was.
Okay. Challenger? Was it Challenger?
And the answer is Challenger.
Okay.
Columbia was the first one. Challenger was the second that was ever built. What pocket-sized music marvel did Sony unveil in 1980, letting you groove on the go?
Oh, Walkman.
Was it the Walkman, the Discman, the iPod, or Zune?
Yeah, too early for iPad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Walkman.
It was indeed the Sony Walkman.
Oh, we're on a roll.
Which epic film saga took a thrilling leap forward with The Empire Strikes Back in 1980? Jurassic Park, Star Trek, Star Wars, or Indiana Jones?
Oh, wow. Give me something. Star Wars?
Star Wars. Who charmed America in the 80s as President of the United States in 1981? Jimmy Carter, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, or George H.W. Bush?
Who was the president?
Mm-hmm.
Reagan?
That is correct. The 40th president.
He was a charmer.
Yeah, he was. Which arcade legend, featuring a hungry yellow chomper, gobbled up the competition in 1980? It's a game. Was it Donkey Kong, Frogger, Pac-Man, or Space Invaders?
It's got to be Pac-Man.
Yeah, chomp, chomp, chomp. Gobbling up. Little hint there. Let's see. What bold tax cut strategy did Ronald Reagan introduce in 1980, sparking debate nationwide? Was it the Reagan tax cuts, Reaganomics, Reagan math, or Reagan's law?
I think they called it Reaganomics.
Reaganomics is the correct answer. It included tax cuts.
But. Yeah.
Which powerhouse team clinched the Super Bowl in 1985, famously performing the Super Bowl Shuffle?
That would be the Chicago Bears.
You don't even—I mean, we don't even have to get answers, do we?
No, I mean
it's easy.
Sorry, I should have waited.
Which collectible craze took over in 1982 with its quirky small figure dolls? My Little Pony, Transformers, the Cabbage Patch Kids, or the Garbage Pail Kids?
Cabbage Patch.
Cabbage Patch. 1980s hair trend was all big teased hair held up with a copious amount of hairspray. The big hair is correct. That was the phenomenon in 1980. And that's trivia.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Middle Point Landfill's Mike Klassen.
Between our property and the county landfill property, there are 1,000 contiguous acres.
Middle Point Landfill.
How do we make a career training center to help drivers and welders and technicians and environmental scientists and put a state-of-the-art property out there? Or maybe it's to build a multi-million dollar STEM accelerator facility that partners with county schools that could utilize our 1,000 acres and all of the ecological preserve we have out there to really push STEM education.
The answer's here. Middle Point Landfill.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
My grandmother and Ms. Adams were best friends. Amy, she said, Betty, you need to come to Adams Place. You'd love it.
We're talking with Betty Kirksey.
They go above and beyond of what their job is. I wish Ms. Adams was still living so I could tell her, you were right. It is where I should be, and it's very nice.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Time to put a bow on the show. We're done. We're almost out of here. Counting down the time, 347, 346, 344.
You're going to do that for the next 4 minutes?
Yeah, maybe. The Wake Up Crew this morning powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and they want to remind you about Earth Day. The Earth Day celebration is April 26th. It's not actually on Earth Day, but it's that weekend. It's 10 to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square, and they'll have a kids zone there, hands-on games, lots of activities. The kids are going to love it. You're going to love it. There's free hot dogs and popcorn and grilled cheese. Yeah, you can't beat it. 10 to 2 on the square, April 26th. RCEarthDay.com online. Our good neighbor today is Nicole Burks. Someone wrote in to tell us that Nicole should be the good neighbor of the day for the fun and knowledgeable way that she teaches the game of volleyball. Everyone just enjoys her instruction. That's Nicole Burks, the recipient of flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. If you'd like to send in a good neighbor to us, let us know. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Those are the two ways, easy ways, that you can get that form submitted like that. So help us out and get in your good neighbor of the day. And thanks to Ryan Flowers for their many years of support.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, I've been feeling kind of moody and run down lately, so I Googled my symptoms.
Really?
I have kids.
Replay.
Good week for the week, man. It was a good week for you.
So this goes into last week, too.
If you count the illegal one that was from somebody else, I mean, it was a good week.
Why are those illegal?
Well, he got a five, and I mean, you know, if you ought to claim that.
People keep sending it in.
So you're claiming it? Okay, well, whatever.
Well, it has to be performed.
I guess.
So there's only one left here, and I've left this one off, but let's just test it out. What's yellow and hurts you when it gets into your eye?
What's yellow and hurt? I don't know.
A bulldozer. What did you think? Oh, three. Huh. Well, I should have used that one before the pirate, I guess.
What'd you get for the pirate?
Well, it was, do you know why they call pirates pirates?
No,
because they just are.
Well, that was a five.
No, that was a 2.5.
I loved it. Maybe there's something about the adding up of it. Hey, I got a quiz. I got a trivia about the 1980s. I'm going to throw at you.
Oh.
What was the first video played on MTV?
Oh, gosh.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Video killed the rock and roll star or
something? No, Radio Star. Yeah. There you go. It didn't, though. We're still here. Well, we're not stars, but we're still here.
Yep. That is exactly right. And I'm not sure. It's gone through several phases since then, but, I mean, even those channels aren't the same anymore.
No. No, they don't have any music on them hardly at all.
No.
We talked about life hacks, which, you know, we usually have music with it. Yeah. We talked about your life as a bamboo fighter, and that's not going well.
I'm going to go bamboo fighting.
I was wanting you to play that really easily. And we did really great on trivia, 80s trivia. But, you know, you and I were at the height of our careers in the 1980s. You were
running. I was in fifth grade and was in elementary school.
Again,
that's the height of my career.
Again, that was the height of your career.
Wow.
And so I guess that's about it. And what are we watching? I love Doc. And
what's up, Doc?
You talked about something. Like, I think I fell asleep during your part.
Oh, well, thanks. Well, it's been kind of a week to get back in the groove after spring break last week, back in school. It's been a hard week. So we've had back-to-work songs, and here's a good one from Dolly. That 5 o'clock whistle this afternoon is going to sound pretty good, though. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, and hopefully there's no storms at all.
Yep, weather looking good right now. So we'll see you back here Monday morning for another Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. For today, a chance of rain showers returns into the afternoon under cloudy skies with a high near 60 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 15 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Into tonight, we're looking partly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. Heading into the weekend, Saturday looks mostly quiet with lots of sunshine, high near 62 degrees, north winds at 5 to 10. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Middle Tennessee Electric is proud to bring you the 24th Annual Earth Day Celebration, Saturday, April 26th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out local and organic products, live music, and more. Free fun for the whole family, April 26th. Find out more information at rcearthday.com.
Good morning. Wrapping up a couple of wrecks we had earlier out in the Antioch area. Actually, haven't been that bad. It's not as heavy as it normally would be this time of the morning as you work your way in from Murfreesboro and Rutherford County up through Antioch on 24 westbound. A little bit of volume over here coming through Hermitage into Donaldson on 40 coming west.